On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Like one third more sports than a normal can.
Welcome to Tall Can Sports 104. Rob over there doing his thing. I'm over here with a lovely rum based beverage today. I don't know if it's rum based, but
yeah,
certainly contains rum.
There's rum with a little pop in it.
Yes. Yeah, a little brown for color.
Yep.
No, a little soda for color.
How's okay. Whatever you need to do over there, my friend.
Second show of 2017, which means maybe this should have been done a little while ago. But there was a couple of quick things. Well, there's a lot of things, actually, that we keep saying we want to get to.
Well, there was other things that you were likely more passionate about.
Yeah. World Juniors was right there. You should check
Nintendo
that out
Classic,
if you haven't yet.
Yeah.
Awesome. Cage match in a handicap washroom fight that we ran down for you. Biggest fight to happen outside of an octagon or hockey rink in quite some time. You know.
I do know.
All right. That's back
on. Who doesn't love to see somebody with, you know, a diaper taking on a guy in a scooter?
Classic. Tall Can Sports 103. You can go check that out.
With a bunch of other people with just urine in their pants.
Or at least soon to be.
Yeah. Waiting behind.
Trying not to put any more urine in their pants. Yeah. Great story. Told by me.
So, well, and you know what? Fight or flight, right? That whole thing. I really got to pee badly, but, I'm going to fight. You know what?
All of a sudden, I got other thin shit to worry about.
This is it. Makes the wait for the washroom that much more tolerable.
Something to, at least for the rest of us, be entertained by. A couple of things. I know last year we did a whole episode. We're not going to do that here. I just wanted to throw a couple of things at you here that maybe were things we didn't talk enough about. Maybe we did talk enough about that out of 2016.
Which means we likely didn't care about it.
Right. Any thoughts quickly first on the first? Milos Raonic, now number two in the world, I believe. Number four in the world.
Number three.
Finished second. That's where I've got my two from, at Wimbledon. In, I would imagine,
lost in the semis in their end of season world championship tournament.
So he has firmly established himself inside the top five. In any other country in the world, I would think this would be huge. He would be one of the biggest sports stars in the world, in the country.
He was in consideration, I think, for the Lou Marsh.
Right. Any thoughts on it? I know you certainly follow tennis a little more than I do, but I know you're not a hardcore.
I have tickets to see Canada, Great Britain, Davis Cup here in 3 weeks.
Indoors over at the Civic, is that?
Yeah, over at TD Place at Lansdowne.
I'm always intrigued by the idea of indoor tennis, right?
Yeah. So this is a Davis Cup action, and I'm actually hoping to see a little Andy Murray, Milos Raonic singles match.
That'd be all right.
Yeah. So to me, love what he's done, right, in terms of brought on John McEnroe as a coach.
Right.
Right, and sort of the change, because he had that real sort of stoic, Slavic thing going for him, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was a big guy and had some mobility issues, right? Killer serve, right? That height, and he could just crank it, right? But I think McEnroe's got a little swagger going there. And really, any athlete is better with a bit of swagger.
Sure.
Right? And so, to me, great story. Great story. I'd love to see him punch through and win one of the slam events, right? And I think probably, depending on how this shakes out, Australian starts, I think, in the next week or so.
Right.
Right. And that's a hard court surface early in the season. He's always he's been battling injuries. But this is, I think that's the spot. That or Wimbledon are where he's going to sort of have the best opportunity to break through. So I'm interested.
Katie Ledecky, a name that a lot of people won't know, had a huge set of games in Rio, won the 800-meter final by 11 seconds, which seems to be, I'm not a swimming expert, but there's races that end in almost 11 seconds, right?
Yeah.
That's a motherfucker of a number that maybe is something that is dominance that we, haven't seen before. It's hard when you have Phelps and those guys winning that many medals. But to blow the competition away like that in a final.
Well, it's absolutely a story that flies under the radar.
Yeah.
And that just speaks to amateur / Olympic sports.
Right.
Right? And the fact that when you're in a games, and she's an American, yeah?
Yes.
You are being overshadowed by the Phelps story, all those things,
the Dream
right?
Team was there for the NBA. Like, you start to fall.
Well, and the Usain Bolt, all those things, right?
Especially the way NBC
games.
Does it down there, right, in the U.S. for cover. It's like an hour or two every night instead of being live like it is here all day, right?
Right. Now, that would get talked up, but in the in the States, when you have the sheer volume of medals,
yeah.
If you're not a gold medalist and if you're not a multiple gold medalist, you're not getting the sponsorship.
That's right.
Money, it's just you have to be, whereas here you could be a silver medalist. And people love you.
Yeah.
Right? Just due to the, hey, we have 20 medals or 18 medals. And we cherish each one of them.
Yeah. 11 seconds, though, in a final. That's a hell of a margin of victory. Kobe Bryant had his victory tour around to finish off, which was a little embarrassing. I have very little time for those sorts of things. But in his final game, throws up 60 points, 24 of which are in the fourth quarter to overcome a 15-point deficit in his last game for the Lakers going into retirement. I don't know whether that means that he's been dogging it on a bad team for a while or it's just one of those stories that...
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? Very low-key, really. And I don't think either one of us follow the NBA that seriously. I know you likely have Maddie on here to
every now and then.
Yeah,
to
cover a little NBA. But yeah, I don't profess to know too much about it, short of what I see on the highlights, but very low key, really, in terms of
this. I don't know if I'd say that even the way he was treated at the All-Star game, he was given.
Yeah,
his
but
own
it certainly wasn't like Derek Jeter or any of those. Sorts
I think
of
he
things,
wanted
right?
it to be, and
yeah,
it
okay,
just didn't
but
pan out.
And that's
way.
All I mean by low key.
Sure,
right? Sure, I'd heard about it, and it was going on, but yeah, it just didn't seem to be.
Yeah,
and if you can still throw up 60 odd points in your.
Yeah.
There's likely still room for you, right? In terms of how many guys get 60 points ever in a career.
Yeah, exactly. Last one I got here. Let's split this in half. Cubs win a World Series. I don't think you and I talked about that at all on whatever show we did after.
Yeah, I love Bill Murray.
Yeah, okay.
How about that? Beyond that.
It didn't do much for you?
Bitter Jays guy. I would to have seen the Indians win, to be honest with you, is what I was hoping for.
Yeah.
I like to see anybody who hasn't won in 112 years or whatever it's been. It's not my team, so I'd kind of like to see that streak go.
I think interesting on that is for a week or two, outstanding for baseball to have the Cubs in the World Series going for. In the big picture, probably hurts baseball a little for that story to have gone away.
Well, this is it. You've now lost the Red Sox. That story went away a dozen years ago, whatever it was,
yep.
Right? With their Curse of the Bambino and all that sort of stuff. And the much lesser talked about Curse of the Goat, whatever that is with the Cubs. But still, the idea that you've gone a century of doing anything, I don't care what you're doing, and you haven't been able to win in 100 years?
Yeah.
Woo, that's a story, right? And so and Wrigley, wow, what an awesome place. Like, it's just, to me, the lovable losers thing.
Yeah.
Right? To me, I think is sad to lose that story. Now, you know what? We were just talking off air about buying hats, new hats.
Yeah.
Just trying to find a size that fit me. And so they had the wide range in these Cubs hats, right? And, man, sure. Loved the feel of it. Loved the – and honestly, I'd never buy it. Oh, well. Especially not now, right?
Right. Bandwagon.
See, to me, and the Cubs are one of those teams, and as I said to you, I bought a Pirates hat.
Yeah.
To me, I can wear a Pirates hat. They're not in the AL East. They're not AL, right? So yeah. To me, it's – I like the hat, right? I'd never wear a Red Sox. I'd never wear a Yankees. And I'd never wear somebody who just recently won, right, in terms of non
– Yeah, unless you were
not
already
my,
in.
Not my
yeah.
team, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a Senators fan. I wouldn't wear any Senators paraphernalia because I don't like the logo. Love the team. I don't like the logo, right? So
– what did you think of the old kind of more 2D logo?
Well, see, and with the Alfredson retirement just recently
– Yeah. That's why I'm bringing it up.
The whole not the original Peace Tower one, but that whole with the Centurion looking sideways, very flat. I like that logo.
I kind of liked it too.
I like that a lot more than this cartoonish,
right,
sideways looking with the, you know, with the Centurion's, you know, horsetail comb on the top. I don't like that too much. So to me, I would never. I love the Cubs hat. It fit nice. I like the way, but yeah.
Forget the team that goes behind it, because I'm totally with you here for a sec. To me, the Yankees might have the best logo in sports.
Okay, well, you know what? I had a full, an all-black Yankees hat, which is, you know, very clear with the with the NY on the front. And a sweet hat.
Yeah.
Really,
there's
it
something
is.
About that logo that's really cool.
Yeah. Right. Now, I think I'd go with, if I was going to cross those lines.
Right.
It wouldn't be a Yankee hat. I think I'd go with a Detroit Tigers hat.
Interesting.
I really just in terms of those two logos.
Yeah.
But again,
not doing
AL competition. I can't really get behind that.
Yeah.
And I would never cross over in that. Right.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No, it's the same. I grabbed a couple years back a Cardinals hat that I really liked, but
the
same thing.
The NL. Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And you know what? I'm a bit of a slob. Well, just in terms of can't keep whites white.
Isolate that and save it for a button.
But I would love – I'm a bit of a slob. I like men. The Cardinals is a sweet logo.
Yeah.
Right? So to me, that is one of those ones that's sort of classic. Again, NL competition, so you don't have to worry too much about
– Right.
Right, rolling in here. But, yeah.
So last one of these – a story that at least was big for a while and maybe should have been for longer, and kind of what went with it, the Jose Fernandez story. It lost some steam when people found out, which almost seemed inevitable, that there was drugs in his system and this and that. But the next Marlins game, D. Gordon comes to the plate, normally bats left, comes up on the right, takes a pitch, almost as a tribute to Fernandez, switches over and hits his first home run of the season. left-handed off. He's not that type of power hitter, right?
That was. Well, I was going to say, you can't do that, can you? You can't switch.
Sure you can.
In the same at-bat, you can't switch side to side, can you?
He did it. Maybe they allowed him, given the circumstances. I don't know. But,
I don't know. And if anybody out there...
Can't switch.
I thought you couldn't switch. If
pitcher.
You went up as a righty, you had to finish that at-bat as a right-handed
hitter.
I think
typically that's right. So he must have been given some kind of...
compensation.
That's what happened. Yeah. Took a pitch on the right-hand side, comes over. And we're in late September when this happens, right? Or mid-September. So he's not a power guy. There was just something cool about it. Same thing a couple of years back. John McDonald on Father's Day, a week or so after losing his dad, hits his first home run of the season. There's just some... But Jose Fernandez in general, that story was something that was huge for a little while. And then it's like once all the details started to come in, I was like, okay, let's kind of scale this back a little bit,
well,
right?
And you know what?
Some cocaine.
Hey, man.
Life of a pro athlete.
Well, not even a pro athlete, right? Okay. There's some Olympic athletes. There's some Paralympic
Life
athletes.
Life of a weekend warrior.
Honestly, you see a bunch of things, right? Hey, how did that end up in my catheter? I have no idea. Right. Okay. Yeah.
So
who doesn't have that problem?
Just a couple of leftover notes from 2016. There's lots of stuff that we got into in depth. The Olympics was always a thing. But some there's always some things that slip through the cracks, right, that happen in the same week as something that we care way more about.
Well, and you know what? And I, you know, obviously hijacked the Cubs talk. But just in touching up and finishing on that, that's a team that's going to be able to compete for yeah. years, right? That's yeah. a young, scrappy team, right? And so,
for sure. It doesn't hurt Joel Maddon's credibility to have done what he did with the Rays and then come over, well, give him a budget and see what he...
Okay. You're talking about Maddon or you're talking about the...
Epstein.
Yeah, Epstein.
Theo Epstein is the... But I was talking about
Red
the manager.
Sox, okay, yeah. I'm thinking him, right? Going to Boston yeah. and then you end that streak of...
Yeah, he's looking pretty good too.
And then you roll into Chicago and end that huge streak.
Yeah.
Man, you, my friend, have...
You're doing all right.
Well, you do it once.
Yeah.
Right, you do it once.
Wonder what he knows about hockey. And fix the Leafs up.
Well, this is it, right? Is Lou Lamoriello that guy? I don't think so.
Doesn't look like it so far. Well, anyway, we'll get into that a little bit later. But the Cubs, yeah, they're set up for a while now, and they've got some guys under contract. They've got a lot of young guys. They're going to be good, right? This is not a team that's going away.
And when you say they're going to be good,
well, yeah, they're going to be good for a while.
They may win another World Series championship. Right.
And it may be against Cleveland again as they've bolstered.
Fuck Cleveland.
You want to talk a little about the Jays and their off season thus far?
Okay, you know what? And we've talked about this before. You know, so I don't blame the Jays at all in the Encarnacion thing.
Right.
You know what? They offered him 4 years, $80 million. And I think he would have rather, in hindsight, by the time he signed that deal with the Indians,
yep.
I'm sure if he had a do-over, he'd take the 4 years.
Well,
80 in Toronto.
Yeah, sure.
But I'm just saying that to me, Toronto made the offer. He accepted a worse offer.
Toronto is, to me, and, you know, I think, I can't remember how much of this we've discussed in the past, but it was a while ago. I think.
Well, we thought he was going to the A's, I think.
There was
a
few, yeah, things being kicked around. I think his agent horribly misread the market in terms of saying what he was going to get.
For sure.
And I think the Jays misread the market by saying we have to jump now and get Kendrys Morales instead of being a little more paid. Now, had they waited and lost Edwin and Morales and Batista and everything else, maybe I'm saying, you know, they fucked it up and they should have acted quicker.
Yeah.
But I think both those parties misread the situation terribly. And I think they're both unhappy or less happy than they could be with how it played out.
And I think Kendrys Morales is going to be 75% of double E.
Okay.
Right? I think that's probably the way it's going to be. I think Morales is probably going to be 25 home runs-ish.
Yeah.
Right? And the question really will be, for much less money,
yep.
The question really will be, for how long is Edwin 100% of last year's Edwin?
He's got a couple of years left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it two?
I wasn't overly concerned with giving him the 4 years.
No. And we talked about that in the show.
Yeah.
We talked about the idea that if you were to give him 4 years,
yeah.
2 years of those, you're biting the pillow. Knowing that when you sign it up front, well, he's got 2 years of probably good production, and then you're sort of, and I think we may have said 3 of 5.
That sounds more familiar to me because to me, you're the model here is hoping that he's Ortiz. You take him out of the field and just say, just keep hitting bombs, man.
Yeah. Well, yep.
Because Kendrys Morales, the real problem here for an already slow Jays team is he's going to clog the base paths terribly. There was only one player in the majors worse last year at doing that to his team, and that was Ortiz, that big, slow fucking.
Yeah.
And so.
Big flappy.
Yeah. So at this point, that's a concern. If he doesn't hit it out, he's hitting singles. All of a sudden, you're slowed down a lot. And there's a lot of things that go into it. But at this point, yeah, because we've covered that. What do you think they need to bring back Batista, I think.
At this point.
They have no choice now.
And to play him every day and right?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
What's Jesse Barfield doing? Can we bring that guy back?
At this point, he
still had a rock solid arm right to the
Would you give Jose Bautista $20 million for 1 year?
Nope.
What would you give him for 1 year? And know that then you can try again, he can try again.
12?
Yeah, fuck, that's never going to happen.
Okay, so they offered him 17.5, 18? What did they offer him?
Yeah, on the qualifying offer.
On the qualifying, 17.5.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not doing more than 15.
Okay.
And what's he getting right now?
Well, right now he's getting zero.
This is it. This is it, right? And you know what? Fuck you, buddy, who said, I want $30 million. I know what I'm worth. You don't know what you're worth. When you make that ballsy fucking out there statement, and then you have the season you had, injuries, but his declining fielding.
So you wouldn't agree then that they need him this year?
No, you know what? I think they need, at this point now, I would take a more sure-handed, better fielding, lighter hitting fielder. I don't know
well,
what's...
Well, then
I don't
you've know got Ezekiel Carrera.
Okay.
That's your outfield is him, Pilar, and what's this kid from Toronto? Dalton Pompey. Yeah. That's your outfield this year.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's fucking awful, man. Okay.
But, all right.
But they're all sure-handed, and they're all...
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but the thing is, have you been... Both Edwin and Jose, right, with their... You know, they both have had moments in the past two postseasons, right?
Sure.
There's the bat flip, and then there's, again, Edwin's three-run homer. Yep. Short of that, man.
Edwin was great all year. I don't know what you could have...
All year, but you're talking about into... I could have been happier with that Cleveland series from both of them.
From everybody.
For sure. But when it comes down to it, and you're looking at... Donaldson, Edwin, and Jose. Right, those are the guys you're looking forward to in the middle of your lineup.
But
in games where you're losing 1-0, 2-0.
Are you happier with Donaldson, Morales, and Pompey? Martin is now your number four.
Yeah, no, not happy with that guy either.
Bro. No.
But see, Donaldson, multi-dimensional player, right?
It sounds like what you're proposing is taking a step back this year.
Well, where are we with that?
Well, I think when you went and got Kendrys Morales, you've decided you're not taking a step back this year.
Okay, so what you're really
you
looking
have Russell
at,
Martin
what you're really
for
looking
only
at is,
a finite...
is Ezekiel Carrera, Morales, and Donaldson. So are Ugh. You okay? All right. So then, are you happy? Because to me, I think. Carrera is in, and Pompey is the fourth. If you resign Bautista,
yeah, but Morales isn't playing the outfield.
No. We're talking about bats.
Okay, and Bautista.
When
yeah,
we talk
okay.
about Double E Jose,
yeah.
and Donaldson, you yeah. said, "Well, are you happier with?"
Yeah,
and
at that
said,
point,
you said
Edwin's
Martin,
at first
because you've taken Morales out of that equation. So really, it comes down to Morales, Donaldson, and Bautista.
Yeah,
if you resign Bautista, that is that three you're looking
yep.
at.
That's. At this point, I think that's your best case scenario
for one year. You know what? You've swayed me.
Yeah.
But I'm not signing him for 20.
Okay. I just think for one year it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he guarantees nothing.
I think for 1 year it doesn't matter if you give him 15 or 30.
Okay, and you know what? What we have to keep in mind, and you haven't said we're not keeping in mind, but rock solid pitching staff.
Yep.
Like that pitching staff's going to keep you in games. I think we both stated at the end of the season, we would have loved to have seen them sign somebody who can run better, somebody who can manufacture runs, maybe not hit for the power numbers, big hit maybe we're looking at in power, but we're looking for some double, single, stolen base action, right?
Sure. Yep.
And that didn't happen. Now, I don't know if they had the opportunity for that, but.
Yeah. No, and at this point, you're kind of – looking at a similar team to last year, but just not as good.
Right. Well,
I'm not sure about that. Well,
because
I am.
Well,
I think
the pitching staff is going to be better this year than it was last year.
Okay, I'm saying it's a similar team to last year, right? And only at this point, all you've done is replace Edwin with Morales
and lost Jose.
Potentially, yeah.
Well,
you're still missing a piece.
We don't know
who's going to fill that.
Important to note, though, Jose with his 20 homers and his .220 batting average, and shoddy fielding.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
So what are you replacing? Is that the Jose you're replacing, or are you replacing the Jose from 2 years ago?
Well, we don't know.
No, but and I'm asking you, because that is.
I think you're probably somewhere in between.
Right. That is the 2016 Jose you're talking about.
Yep.
And I'm not loving
putting
him in the cleanup spot or in the 5-hole or in the 3-hole where he saw spots or in the leadoff spot.
Right.
Right. You're talking about a guy hitting .220. Now he walks a lot.
Yep.
But to me, in the second half of the season, he looked like a kid who was just trying to work a walk.
That's true.
With in Adam Ball,
yeah.
right? I don't want to swing because I'm going to work a walk.
Yeah.
So to me,
all I'm saying
if it's a 2016 Jose Bautista, I'm not paying that guy 15 either. Right? You're paying him on hoping that he lands somewhere in between 2015 and 2016.
Right. But I think all I'm saying, the pitching staff I expect will be very good again, which is funny because going into 2016, I didn't expect them
You don't have any Sanchez talk about innings.
Right.
And you've lost
so
all
I expect that.
That
to be good. When you talk about the lineup, you haven't fundamentally changed it. We haven't gone and added speed or a good leadoff guy or a good contact guy.
And we both
guy.
Agree that's what needed to happen here.
Right. And so they didn't do that. So we're going to look like last year's team, but it's going to be a step back because Morales is admittedly a step back from Edwin. And we don't know yet what they'll fill Bautista's
75%.
Spot. Right.
Doubly light.
So, we are the same type of team, but we're not as good at it.
Do you think he's going to run around? He's going to have a little budgie or a chickadee on his...
Chickadee.
There you go. Look at
that's
that.
That's 75% of the parrot.
This is it. It's exactly right. Get it out there. Look at that.
Awesome. little January Blue Jays talk from a couple of disgruntled
Yeah.
Fans.
Well, and you know what? And we said we wouldn't rehash, but to me, and I think you can't. I think it's a great signing. I think the agent salvages a bit.
Yeah,
you still are going to get that money, right?
He's gotten an attendance bonus, which you don't see every day.
Well, and not only that, I think it glossed over in all this. I think it's a great signing for the Indians.
It is for sure. It is
defending American League East American League champions.
Yeah,
and they're going to bring in a guy who is going to be productive, even if he's not 40 home run, Edwin. You are inserting 30 home runs into that lineup, guaranteed.
Yep. So
the Indians, if the rest of their lineup can continue to pan out, their pitching is probably going to stay strong. You know, the two guys they were missing will be back and healthy, all those sorts of things, right? And so to me, great signing for them. Hate that shit. But to me, Cleveland sort of is in that, they're like the Minnesota Twins. They're sort of in that. I don't hate them. I just sort of...
I kind
of
hate them. Fuck Cleveland.
Well, okay. Do you hate them or do you hate the Royals more? Or do you hate the Rangers more?
More recent. Yeah. Okay. The Rangers.
And this is what I'm talking about, right? In recent, right? Not going back. Christ, you go back to the 90s. You go, oh, the Twins. I hate the Twins. I hate the A's. And I hate the Whites. And I hate the White Sox.
Fucking Dennis Eckersley.
Yeah. Okay. All that, right? Ricky Henderson, Dave Henderson, Canseco, McGuire, right?
Yeah.
All that shit. Dave Stewart. Right, all those things.
He came back and earned his.
Also has been seen in a dress wearing lipstick. Right, he's an ugly woman too.
Just, good for you, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
I wanted to talk a little bit about was it UFC 207? Was that
we
saw Ronda get tuned up again?
Okay, and you know what? And so I watched it. I don't know. Did you see the card?
I didn't see the
fight.
Okay,
so I watched the card and. Now, you know what? I don't often go in for everything was dudes fighting at 125.
Right.
Christ, that was grade six for me. I can't speak to anybody else, but seeing full-grown men fighting at 125.
Where's the rest of you?
Yeah, exactly. That's two men split into one. I know it. Don't give me that shit. And one guy was 5'10", 125.
Jesus Christ.
You're like, you know what, buddy? Eat a burger or something. Like, I can see your spine, and you're looking at me.
You just finished the New York Marathon.
Well, and then this is, yeah, exactly.
Ethiopian
superstar. Fresh out of Ethiopia, yeah. But to me, Rousey, she made $3 million for that fight.
Yeah.
Right? Didn't do any press or very little press leading up to it. Didn't stay in the ring to see Nunez get her belt. And didn't attend the post-fight presser, right? She's out the door. Fuck her, right? What a spoiled, entitled bitch. Unbelievable.
I saw a ton of stuff leading up to, which half related to what you're saying, half not, but a ton of pieces being written, people on the internet talking, leading up to the fight about why is this being billed, even without her being involved? The marketing was all about Ronda and nothing to do with the champ. And to me, it was crystal clear. They knew that cash cow was just about done, and you're going to milk that hard at least one more time.
Yeah.
And
you know what? And I watched it, and if the idea was I'm gonna catch as many punches with my face as possible. Now, I think Ronda has to be given the idea, the benefit that she's got to go down. But if you've ever seen anybody out on their feet, holy fuck, man – I didn't see what the connect percentage was, but Nunez picked her apart. Like, we're talking flush on the chin, right? Kudos to Ronda for not going out, because they were catching her hard and flush, right? And if you see it, and Nunez, not an attractive woman, right? I've taken to calling her Manny Nunez. You know, after the fight, she's over.
You charmer.
Yeah, she's over in Ronda's corner, and she's giving the shh, and she's wagging the finger at Ronda's. And afterwards in the presser, she said, yeah, all that was, she said, her coaching staff, who told her that she could be a striker, she said, I'm the fucking striker.
Right.
You are a good judoka. You have your submissions, your arm bars. That's what you need to do. Don't stand in there. She goes, I'm a striker. And she goes, you know what? And I will give Ronda a rematch today. She goes, because I will do the exact same thing. I will knock her the fuck out tomorrow. See, Manny.
Love to start to see that in the Manny, women's sport.
Manny showing your big balls. Way to go, Manny. Man.
You don't think they're going to try and trot her out once more? Try and make a little more, maybe not against Nunez, but against another fight against Tate, maybe another.
So Misha Tate was on the broadcasting team that night. And so to me, that's usually the domain of somebody who's retired. And to me, I think Tate is sort of, if she's not done, if she hasn't announced it yet, I think she's phasing out. She's a semi-attractive woman. She's not, you know what I mean? She's not ring girl material.
Right.
She
could be TV broadcast girl,
right. She's articulate. Right. She does all those sorts of things. And why would you continue to want to get knocked the fuck out or beaten down?
Yeah.
Right. Not enough barrettes to keep all that hair down when you're just getting punched in the face as many times as she has. But to me,
so forget the opponent then.
I have no interest in seeing Rousey again.
Do you think you're in the majority?
I think I'm in the knowledgeable minority.
Okay, fair enough. But I like the way you've given yourself the little pat on the back with that. But
hey, did we just meet?
Yeah. Okay. I really think there's one more. I think Ronda's career as a top end is over.
Put her in against Holly Holm again.
Sure.
Because you know what? If you want to get
Let's see that once more.
If you want to squeeze anything out of Ronda again, you will not give her a striker.
Right. But I don't think it's about trying to rehabilitate her.
It's about squeezing the money out.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm just saying, if you want...
So I don't think they care if she wins or loses.
No, but I think if you want to try and squeeze anything more out of her, I think the knowing, the half-knowing crowd says she can't strike.
Right.
She's going to get dummied. If you could rehabilitate her with the know-nothing crowd by putting her in there with somebody who is a grappler and let her submit, let her armbar, let her do ground and pound on somebody else and go, see, she's back. See how dominant she was?
Right.
Right? And anybody who doesn't realize that she can't stand, that she can't take down an elite striker, will go, wow, look at, she's back.
Yeah.
Right? So if you want to, and you're not talking about rehabilitating her, you know she's never going to win another title again.
Yeah.
But if you are looking at continuing that little cash cow, right, that's how you do it.
Right.
You bring her back against somebody in that sort of two slot in terms of contenders.
Yeah.
Let her dominate somebody and go from there. But to me, that's it. It's done.
Well, it leaves the UFC in an interesting position, as I was the face of at least the women's division and one of the top three stars in the company.
Well, and, okay, so she made $3 million.
Yeah.
Nunez made $200,000.
How's it going, champ?
Right. And so they asked her that in the post-fight presser. And she said, I don't care. I'm going to get my money. She said, $200,000 in Brazil? $200,000 American goes a long way in Brazil. She says, I'll buy myself a nice home. I'll buy my mother a nice home. And I'll make my money moving forward.
I'll beat the shit out of the next one.
Who's the next guy? And you'll pay me more money.
Yeah.
I'm happy with my $200,000. I signed that contract.
Yep.
And she said, but you'll pay me now. And if you want a rematch, I'll knock her the fuck out tomorrow. So I like that.
Or you'll see Ronda versus Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania.
Woo!
That's seen plenty of talk that's what's up next for... you know what, though? I know you don't watch. I know she'd be perfect there. She does like to talk. She'd be a star there.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is, you know.
Never come back.
Right.
Never come back.
That's right.
Because I don't want to see that. I hate that.
Yeah, okay. So, bad news for the UFC, though, as they are down stars. Like, at this point, Conor McGregor's their only real transcendent
name. I'd like to take this moment to apologize to absolutely no one. The double champ does not. And you know what?
He is fantastic. He'd be great there, too.
I'd like to see him get knocked the fuck out, too.
Yeah,
but
I do
love his swagger.
Yeah. That's Talk and Sports. 104.
104. See ya.
We'll see you on the next one.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit TallCanAudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at TallCanAudio.